And John, good morning, sir. How are you, buddy? What's up?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
I'm good, thank you. John Parker from JSP Home Services on the telephone, part of our home improvement contest. John, if it's all right with you, I'd like to talk a little bit about generators. Tell me why I should buy an automatic backup generator instead of a portable generator. What's the deal with that?
Well, the benefit of the automatic backup generator is if you're, when the power goes out, it's going to automatically jump back over to your, getting your power back on.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a portable, you're going to have to do a little bit of footwork there to get it plugged in, plug in your whatever specific fixtures you want to have running off it. So the automatic backup will get everything running. We can do select amount of things in your home, like your water, your fridge, your anything specific with lights, or you can do the whole house. So it's nice in that regard where you don't have to worry about it. You just go, let's say you're traveling, and it's during the winter months, and your power goes out, well, boom, that generator goes back on, and you're good to go.
Gotcha. John, tell me, what brands of generators does JSP Home Services offer?
So we're a Generac dealer. So we offer the whole line of Generac.
Oh, my. All right.
Service as well as install. We can service them, fix them, as well as install them.
John Parker is here, JSP Home Services. I've got this, a two-part question here, John. How big of a generator do we need?
That's a great question, Bob. I would say that's really up to the budget of the homeowner and what they want. If they want to do the whole home, we can do the whole home and just make it a seamless transfer over. If they're, I don't want to put in the biggest generator. I just want to kind of target certain things in my home to have them energized when the power goes out. We can do that as well.
Now, does that run the whole house, John, including air conditioning and heating and stuff?
Yeah, it can. I mean, it's all based off of the size of the home and the need, and that's what we do. We come in, we take a calculation to see, okay, what's the needs of the home, and then which generator is going to be the appropriate generator for it. But we can do the whole home, no matter the size.
Okay. What's the maintenance on one of those things, John?
So it's annual maintenance, and, it's like a small engine. So it's pretty involved. It's like, doing the oil change on a car and kind of doing a once-over on all the electronics. So when we do them annually, we want to make sure, too, that there's what we call a failover when it actually, the power goes off. We want to make sure that thing's running. So
yeah.
we want to check that, too, because that does it periodically throughout the year, but we also want to put our eyes on it.
A little curious here, John. Listen, can an automatic backup generator replace utility service here?
Well, you don't want to replace it because the cost to run that generator is run on propane or a form of gas, so it's going to be costly. It's really there to save, when the power goes out, to save your food, to keep your water running, keep you comfortable,
mm-hmm.
but when it's not comfortable outside. That's really what it's there for.
All
you
right.
wouldn't want to run it all the time. You want to have you'd be running your off of your normal power company, whichever one that is.
John Parker, JSP Home Services, taking a moment here to chat it up with us. If I'm using liquid propane to power the generator, how big should the liquid propane tank be?
Great question. So it depends on the need and it depends on the aesthetic. So you can have a big buried tank. A lot of people don't like to see a propane tank, so they'll put it buried on the property and they'll run the gas line over to it. But again, it's all about need, right? So it's a matter of how much do you want to be able to run that generator for and how many fixtures are on that. And
wow.
Again, that's a calculation that we do on site. So we go through all that, but that it can be aesthetic as well as need.
And finally, John, what about the time frame? How long will a generator last roughly?
So generators, again, taken care of, your generator can last 10 years.
Wow.
Wear and tear and maintenance, and you get a good life out of a generator.
Well, it's John Parker, and it is JSPPlumbingAndHeating.com, JSP Home Services. John Parker, always a pleasure. Thanks for being part of our home improvement contest. All the best to you, sir.
Thanks, Bob Miller. Appreciate it.